Members of the Importers and Exporters Association have written to and will be meeting the Tema Regional Police Commander tomorrow to finalize agreement on their intended demonstration before the stipulated February 25 date. The Executive Secretary of the Association, Samson Asake Awungubite, hopes the demonstration will give a listening ear to their plight. He spoke with Edith Ishen.
In the Tema Harbor here, we have written to the regional commander of the Ghana Police Service Tema Region. By the discussion we will be having coming Friday, we will be able to know the agreed lines, what are the terms and the times, and then what are the procedures.
Okay, Mr. Asaki, is this going to be in the form of a procession to present a petition, or how is this demonstration going to be?
Well, there are so many ways of doing a demonstration, communicating to government. We will be very grateful. By the time we agree with the police, we will be informing the Minister of Transport, of course, or perhaps the Minister of Trade. We hope on we, the leadership, to also inform the Tema Metropolitan Assembly Chief Executive. We may also inform the Commissioner of Service in charge of Tema 4. So whosoever would come that day to receive for the Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, we will do that.
Mr. Asake Awungubite reiterated the association's resolve to demonstrate on the 25th of this month against the government's intention to implement the tax stamp policy, which goes into operation on the 1st of next month. The group is also agitating against the 20% import duty on rice and 35% on tomatoes, cooking oil and frozen foods in a recently implemented common ECOWAS tariff, as well as a special levy and NHIL.
Importers and Exporters Association is an advocacy group that advocates for importers and exporters' interests in this country. So the reason for us to embark on the demonstration at the Tema Port, the incoming introduction of the tax stamp that government of Ghana intend to implement both importers and manufacturers in the country, to ask government why the social levy tax and the national health insurance levy tax running concurrently on the importing bill. We are also asking government to, as a matter of urgent, that the CET that was implemented as some few days ago, that 30% that was passed by the CET ought to have been adhered to when government of Ghana are implementing 20% and 35%. Now, neighboring countries like Ivory Coast, they are implementing 20% on frozen food importers and other commodities. Again, Ghana is implementing 35% on the import duties on tomato paste, cooking oil, frozen chicken, and then fish importations.